Let's talk a little bit about what the effects are of both tamoxifen and the aromatase inhibitors on breast cancers in the adjuvant setting, and also what the side effects and toxicities are.
Well, we know an extraordinarily large amount of information about the toxicities of tamoxifen. Tamoxifen, because it interferes with the functioning of estrogen or the estrogen receptor, is associated with changes that women would associate with menopause. Hot flashes, 70-80% of women who take tamoxifen experience hot flashes. It's an interesting agent in that it falls into the category of the SERMs, selective estrogen receptor modulators. And so it has both anti-estrogenic properties and estrogen-like properties, depending upon the part of the body that you're looking at. And as it relates to hot flashes, for instance, as women experience with menopause, tamoxifen is an anti-estrogen, and so its use is associated with an increased risk of hot flashes.
Well, that's really the effect in the brain, I guess.
It's believed to be a central effect, yes. Tamoxifen has estrogen-like effects on the lining of the vagina, and so increase in vaginal discharge is a common side effect. Tamoxifen has estrogen-like effects on the coagulation system or the clotting system in the blood, and so it, like birth control pills, like postmenopausal hormone replacement therapy, is associated with an increased risk of blood clots. It's probably about an absolute 1% increased risk of a blood clot developing somewhere in the body. In the postmenopausal woman, tamoxifen acts as an estrogen on the uterus and increases the risk of a woman developing a cancer of the uterus by about an absolute 1% to 2% if you're anticipating giving the drug for about 5 years, which is the standard duration of treatment. And tamoxifen also has estrogenic-like effects on the bone, especially in postmenopausal women. And so tamoxifen helps to prevent osteoporosis or loss of calcium from bone.
Now, I guess of all the things that you just described, the two that sort of pop up right away are the issue of the blood clots and then endometrial cancer. Can we dissect that out a little bit more?
Well, the blood clots can occur pretty much anywhere within the vascular system. The most common place is in the leg, deep vein thrombosis in the leg. The concern about those blood clots is not necessarily the blood clot in the leg itself, but that those blood clots can break off and go to the lung or a pulmonary embolus, and they can be life-threatening, and it's a very serious, concerning abnormality. The blood clots can be effectively treated, though, by using blood thinners. Often now it's done purely on an outpatient basis, depending upon where a woman is. Sometimes a brief hospitalization to start the blood thinning is required, but it is a serious complication.
What about stroke?
Stroke is increased in women who take tamoxifen, and blood clots in unusual locations are also slightly increased. You can get blood clots in the eye, get blood clots pretty much anywhere, and the risk is increased with tamoxifen. Overall, though, it's about an absolute 1%. A little bit more in older women, a little bit less in younger women.
Other than age, any way to predict who might have this happen?
We don't have good predictive tests for who it will happen in and who it will not happen in. In general, in women who have had a history of a blood clot, it's believed that tamoxifen is relatively contraindicated, should not be used if there's any other option. And I guess I would say that in women who have had a blood clot that looks like it's related to the use of oral contraceptives or hormone replacement therapy, estrogen-associated blood clots, that's a population of women who should simply not take tamoxifen.